Caleb Fields throwing to Avery Feltz on the left side. Hands it for Hicks. Freddie Hicks leaves it for DeAndre Dominguez. Left foul line extended. Loops it inside. Good catch by Hicks. Turning up. Missed. But he was fouled. And Freddie Hicks will go to the free throw line. Kamari McGee picked up the foul. His first. Tennessee, a winner over Tennessee Tech tonight. 80-42. Our coverage on Friday will start at 7 o'clock. Tip time is 8. Hicks with the first free throw. In and out. No good. Go ahead and join us. It's on that Peacock thing, you know, on Friday night, that app that even an old guy like me was able to download pretty quickly.
Well, I was just going to say, I know there's a lot of kids my age whose parents are calling, how do I do this Peacock?
Yeah, what's this Peacock?
The only reason I know is because my dad called me and said, hey, what do I have to
do for
this?
There you go. Free throw is good. Here is Isaac Lindsay driving left of the lane to the rim. Layup no good. Rebound Freddie Hicks with 2:40 to play. Hicks racing to the front court, and his pass tried to leave it to Dominguez, went through his hands and out of bounds with 2:37 remaining.
The worst part is trying to remember their passwords.
Oh, I know.
Hey, what's my password for this? I don't know what your password is.
That's a killer. Marcus Silver throwing to Lindsay. He's Gilmore at the top. Carter, the drive, right lane line, and lost the handle on the spin out of bounds to Arkansas State with 2:27 to play. Badgers stuck on 103. They haven't had too many strings of a long string of empty possessions here tonight.
You haven't said that in a while.
I have not.
Stuck on 103.
No, I have not. I don't think I ever have. Here's Dominguez. Poked away Gilmore into the hands of Feltz. Feeds Hicks. Bounces to Dominguez. Dominguez draws a double. Runs it out to Hicks. Tries a three left side. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Dominguez trying to run it down. Threw it away into the hands of Kamari McGee with 2:03 to play. Now it's Marcus Silver, feeds Blackwell, and he stepped on the sideline. Out of bounds right in front of the Wisconsin bench. Exactly 2 minutes to play. 103-72 Wisconsin, and now Chris Hodges will check in for Carter Gilmore.
Stuck on that 103 again. You're going to get sick of me, I think.
No.
By the time we get done with this.
No. This is fun. Luke Hurdle in for Isaac Lindsay now. 103 points by a Wisconsin team that matches a program record here at the Kohl Center. With the ball is Hicks at the top, 150 remaining. Hicks throwing to Darian Ford, high on the right. Feeds Hicks, left of the circle. Hicks puts it on the deck. Driving, one pump, low on the right. Up, no good. Rebound tip, pulled down by Blackwell. 138 to play. Student section wanted Isaac Gard to check in. He will at the next whistle. Here comes Blackwell front court. Bounces for Hodges. 90 seconds remaining. Luke Hurdle on the right side. Hurdle making his Badger game debut. Redshirted last year with the ball is Hodges. Shot clock at 10. Hurdle flips to McGee. 8 to shoot. Kamari McGee high on the left. 5 to shoot. McGee left of the lane. Drives to the cup. Pushed it up and in. And a record-setting bucket. Kamari McGee to the cup. 105-72 Wisconsin. The most points ever in this building. Shot up for Dominguez. No good. Rebound Ilver. 58 seconds left. And a sub timeout for Greg Gard. 105-72. The 105 points. The most ever by any team at the Kohl Center. And the record-breaking bucket, courtesy of Kamari McGee. Isaac Gard, sideline left, will inbounds. Throw it inbounds to Kamari McGee. McGee high on the right, throws to Hurdle. Right wing, Luke on the drive, right block. Hurdle kicks out to Gard. Come on, Isaac. Isaac to the line, right elbow jumper, off the right side iron, no good. Dominguez the rebound with 40 seconds left. Dominguez gets around guard to the rim, layup is good. 105-74 Wisconsin, 35 seconds remaining. McGee to the front court, right sideline. Throwing to Ilver, flips it to Hurdle, left wing. Hurdle gets it in to Ilver. Tried to get it to guard. Pass deflected. Stolen away. Here's Darian Ford ahead to Fields. 15 seconds left. Fields driving. Left lane line. He got fouled by McGee with 13 seconds remaining. 105-74 Wisconsin.
Another question is, does that turnover by Marcus show up on film? Because he's trying to skip it to Isaac. I think that one might be one you let slide.
I was
going to
say, if ever you get a pass for a turnover, that's the time. Caleb Fields at the free throw line is good. You know, it was fun the other day, an exhibition game, you know, when Tom Izzo's son, Stephen Izzo, hit a free throw. And that, I mean, that's pretty cool when you have that opportunity to do that. Second free throw is good for Fields.
And Greg's done a great job of creating a family environment, not just for us, but everybody around here. I mean, you see so many of the coaches' kids floating around and all of it. Like, that's the environment he's creating.
Opening night win for Wisconsin as McGee will dribble out the clock and a record-setting offensive performance for the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Opening night, a good one for Greg Gard's Wisconsin team.
They took care of business. They showed their depth. They showed their initial wave of transition, which a lot of people were questioning. Hey, are they going to be able to score some more easy buckets this year? So far, the questions that have been out there, it's only one game, but this Badger team has answered it, and they've done it with 105 points on the scoreboard, too.
Yeah, that will get it. Like you said, it's one game, it's opening night, but that's going to turn heads, right?
Absolutely.
That will turn some heads, and we know now they're facing the big leagues when Tennessee rolls in here, a top 10 team on Friday night, but you know, it was obviously the Connor Recegian, you know, his health situation, very important moving forward. But I think this team is going to be fun to watch here this winter.
You don't need to think.
Yeah, right?
They're good. They're going to be fun to watch. And, again, we go a lot of it, but it's the depth. It's the way they play together as a unit. Here's the other part of this, right? You know they have the experience, but every year is different. And how they mesh and how they come together, right? Especially in this day of college basketball, how they piece it together. Well, they've answered that question through one game. I know it's only one game, but it's a good way to start it, that's for sure.
Opening night, a good one for the Badgers tonight. Your final score, Wisconsin 105, Arkansas State 76. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Fact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Okay, we know Arkansas State is, how should we say it, defensively challenged But Wisconsin scored 105 points tonight, Brian Butch, the most ever by any basketball team, men's basketball team at the Kohl Center. The most points for a Wisconsin men's basketball team since 1995, when Dick Bennett's Wisconsin Badgers put 105 on the board over Eastern Illinois. That was Coach Bennett's first season in Madison. I was just joking with you and Patrick. I think Dick was probably upset that they gave up 70 points in that game, but 105, rare air for Wisconsin, 105-76 over Arkansas State.
And Greg might be upset they gave up 76 tonight.
Uh-huh. I think he might. Teaching points, to be sure, seriousness. Yes.
Absolutely. And I think this is one of those things that you score 105, there's a lot of good things you take away offensively. I thought the pace was great. I thought they understood that they needed to attack the paint. They did it in a variety of ways. It wasn't normally throw it down to the post like you normally think. Drive the lane. All of a sudden, you get some layups. In transition, you get paint points. There's a lot of ways of doing that. However, the 76, thought they did a good job guarding the three-point line. Arkansas State was a team that made 18 threes in their exhibitions. Now we know who they were playing. I understand that. But they only allowed him to shoot 11, which was really good. Now, the dribble drive, the penetration, got into the paint a little bit too much. You know, Arkansas State, 40 paint points. That's way too much. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm being picky, but I'm kind of thinking like a coach here a little bit. There's always things that you're kind of going to evaluate. That's one of those things you evaluate. But you also look on the other side offensively, 105. You talked about a record setting for this group in day one of college basketball. Day one of me doing this with you, I could take 105 points from this team.
That's kind of fun to watch.
Hey, and it wasn't all from the bigs either, so I can live with that. I'm happy.
No, fun to watch. Fans here had to be entertained. Wisconsin a winner, 105-76. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. The Badgers 105, Arkansas State 76. Brandon Harrison from Athletic Communications pointing out that Wisconsin with the 100-point scored in the season opener. The last time that happened for Wisconsin basketball was when it put 106 on the board against Milwaukee in 1993. That was a little bit of a get-back game. That was Stu Jackson's second and what turned out to be final year. In the year prior, Wisconsin lost to the Panthers. They were really good. They had some really talented players that season and won at the Fieldhouse rather convincingly. And Stu is a guy who could remember those kind of things. And then next year they went out and took care of business. And that was the start of the season that ended the 47-year drought of getting into the NCAA tournament. Tracy Webster, Rashard Griffith, all those guys, Howard Moore, Andy Kilbride, Jeff Peterson, that group. One of those things that an old guy like me remembers, a seat for that. Wisconsin winning here tonight, 105-76, alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. And again, among other things, Butchie, the balance. You know, Chucky Hepburn ends up leading the way. He was getting hot in the second half, 20 points. But I think the 6 assists, 2 turnovers thing is something that he'll like as well. And A.J. Storr, just, you know, 15 points, really was efficient early in the game, setting the tone, wasn't he?
He was, and I thought early on that was great. Now, in a game like this, it's tough to stay consistent. I would have loved to see that second half a little bit stronger from AJ, but overall, with the start that he had, you can see exactly what he can bring for this team. When I look at it, for me, like, there's a couple things. I thought the depth showed. You had 10 players with 12-plus minutes, all contributed. I also thought consistency. Now, it wasn't consistency with every player, but as a team, it was consistency. First half, they outscored Arkansas State 56-41. Second half, don't always get that in a bigger lopsided game. They still outscored Arkansas State 49-35. So when I use the word consistency, they kept building that lead. Doesn't always happen in games like this. There's normally lapses. There was not that, and I think that shows the veteran leadership and the expectations of this group. Doesn't matter who's on the floor. These are the rules we do. This is the expectations of what we have. Follow them.
And the luxury, if you want to call it that, that Greg Gard and his staff have right now, if you don't follow those principles, there are options that they could get out there. And again, it comes back to accountability. And Connor was talking about it yesterday, talking with him and Chucky as well. That is a big word. And right now, with the tools to go with, accountability is huge.
You know the best Badger teams that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
The accountability has been part of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been good teams. They've got to the NCAA tournament. But I'm talking about championship teams. There's been accountability with it. And that's why you've had it, because you've had depth. But everyone has understood the rules and the way that you're supposed to approach the game.
And those are the things, too, Butch. You lived it where, you know, the coaches say stuff, but this is upperclassmen tell the younger guys, hey, this is what you need to do. Right? This is how it works. This is how you do things. You've been that young guy being told. You've been the veteran telling the young guys, right?
That's the expectations. The best teams are the ones where the veterans come in and coach the young guys up. When Coach Gard has to worry about coaching all that up, it takes away from the other stuff. Now he can worry about the X's and O's. He can worry about how we got to execute plays different. He doesn't have to coach effort. Doesn't have to coach the expectations. That's passed down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what coaches love, because now they can focus in and dial in on that side of it.
Yep, a good start for the Badgers, and yet areas where they know they will need to work on moving forward. 105-76, Wisconsin defeats Arkansas State tonight. When we continue, we'll check out our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 35, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
We got off the bench. I mean, when... It was seemed like everybody I was in that starting lineup, other than Chucky, was in foul trouble. So having guys come in and, you know, whether it was Lindsey or McGee or Ilver, Gilmore, Blackwell, all came in, I thought, and gave us good minutes and helped Nolan Winter, helped us. And that's, you know, here we are in game one, and our depth helped us. You know, and for what it, I called ourselves Swiss cheese at halftime. To the team, because I felt that's how we were. We still don't give up a point per possession either half.
Yeah,
just because there's so many possessions. But no, it's good for us to get tested like this with a team that I think is going to do some damage in their league, because they're going to be hard to guard. We were able to shut off threes, which they had made, you know, 31 of them in two games or whatever it was that they had had. Made looks hard. But we, you know, we'll get better defensively, and part of that is not fouling as much, and that's a good thing to work on. That's why we play these type of games.
Is that one of those things, obviously, a lot of tic-tac fouls where guys are reaching down or verticality, and you see it so much early on in the season.
Yeah.
Is it more that guys just need to see the film of it and say, hey, yeah, I can't get away with
that? That and the speed of a game like this, you know, with how they wanted to come at us and, you know, have a lot of possessions, trying to get a lot of points, trying to get threes up quick. So just that speed of in how fast they're coming in transition. The constant thrust that they're coming at us with, you know, and even some of the things we were switching in the ball screens, you know, the whole point of the switching is to stop the ball, and we got better in the second half, but that's what film is for, and we'll learn and get better from tonight's game.
It was a little scary when Connor went down there, but just to see him on the exercise bike trying to stay loose, it was just an awkward play.
Yeah, awkward play. Yeah, you know, landed on his backside, so... And I'm sure it'll be a little sore. But, you know, he'll work to get through it. And like I said, it's good to have depth and a good team around him that we can, you know, next man up and help us out.
We talked about it after the exhibition game against Stevens Point, but you get 17 points from Tyler Wall and Stephen Kroll. You get 56 points in the paint. Not everybody understands it. You can get to the paint and points in the paint different ways.
Right.
That first wave, you guys have been really good at the first, you know, obviously the exhibition in this first game,
right,
of attacking different ways and still scoring in that paint.
Right.
Just talk a little bit about that, because it looks like it's been a focus so far,
yeah,
early on in the year.
It has. You know, and I think the one thing is there, you get so consumed, or you think points in the paint means somebody posting up, right? But there's so many other ways to get there, whether it's driving it, some cuts that we do, some actions we run, transition, another thing too, of getting that and getting some easy baskets before defense gets set. And I think we've done, I thought the job Chucky did tonight was terrific. I mean, he really took ownership when we had other guys in foul trouble, his other, you know, senior or veteran backcourt, Klesman's sitting out, Tyler's out, Steve's out, AJ's out, you know, and he's taking a bunch of young guys and extending our lead. So I was really happy with how he really commanded the game, and obviously we can see he can put the ball in the bucket too when we need to.
You know, this is a training camp that seemingly goes on forever. You know, it's a long time before games. You have a close scrimmage, the exhibition game, and now here we go. You get a chance to exhale briefly, and then
yeah, we're leaving the kiddie pool tonight, and now we're going deep water, Matt. Deep water. Put on your life jacket,
yeah,
in case you can't swim.
You guys come up with a grown man schedule here.
We learned a lot tonight. And we're gonna learn a lot more in the next 4 days.
Yeah, well, give yourself a couple hours.
Yeah, we will. We'll enjoy this. But
absolutely.
No, this group is ready for it, and I'm excited for them.
All right, appreciate it. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach. Head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside. Wisconsin 105, Arkansas State 76. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford postgame show. Wisconsin 105, Arkansas State 76. The 105 notable. The most points Wisconsin had scored ever in this building prior to tonight was 10 years ago against North Dakota when the Badgers put 103 on the board. Frank Kaminsky had his own record-setting night that evening, 43 points. The most ever before tonight by anyone in this building was Kansas against Oregon in the 2004 NCAA tournament. And now, on November 6, 2023, that record falls, and here's how it happened. Hurdle making his Badger game debut. Redshirted last year with the ball is Hodges. Shot clock at 10. Hurdle flips to McGee, 8 to shoot. Kamari McGee high on the left, 5 to shoot. McGee left of the lane, drives to the cup, pushed it up and in, and a record-setting bucket. Kamari McGee to the cup, 105 to 72, Wisconsin. The most points ever in this building. And it belongs to Kamari McGee with the record-setting bucket. Pretty fun way for us to start this season, having a courtside seat for something that's never happened here before.
Absolutely. And just the way they did it. Again, it comes down to it, this team depth, something that last year a lot of people, you know, said, hey, that's one of their weaknesses. Not a weakness anymore. There's 105 reasons why we can say it's not a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then as Greg mentioned, too, the depth. You had for guys in foul trouble tonight, and you know, there's a lot of reasons why you need to dip into that depth. They did tonight, so it was a good night for them. A lot to build on, a lot to learn from. With the Vols coming in, top 10 team, you get a showcase game early. That's why we love college basketball, right?
I'm going to say this a lot. Hey, it always delivers. Shame on you if you're not paying attention to it, but it always delivers.
So now your challenge tomorrow morning is to try to break up the flow of all things Milwaukee Brewers managing situation. You just got to slip it in there.
I was good for about 3 hours, and you needed to bring that back up. I was in a really good place, 105 points, and then you got to tell me about – you got to bring up counsel again.
I'm just saying that you could break up the flow tomorrow by talking about what happened tonight. So you're good. You can
Yes, I know. Come on. I just – We won't go down that road.
I hear you're a Twitter jinx too, man. It's like,
now everyone's because council did decide to already go, but okay.
This was fun. Look forward to it. Good start for the Badgers. Let's do it again on Friday, shall we?
Sounds good.
All right, Wisconsin a winner, 105-76. Back to wrap things up at the Kohl Center in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 35, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Buck Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Buck Tussle has you covered. Buck Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Buck Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've long
have more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Schools and divert our education dollars from the common good to their corporate and theological academy. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she's going to endorse Donald Trump on Wednesday. And why Wednesday, do you ask? Well, evidently, she's going to be going from her little state there of Arkansas. And maybe she's going to take the lectern slash podium with her. maybe that's coming. But you know, she's going to endorse Trump on Wednesday, specifically on Wednesday, going from Arkansas to Miami. Going to take a little vacation in Miami where she can give her little endorsement. And why Wednesday, you ask, Pertell? That is debate night. And I got to tell you, I don't know why you would come. I don't know why Trump would highlight debate night, because I don't think anybody else is paying attention to it, because literally nobody's paying attention to it. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on the big endorsement. And if this is it, this is what's going to get Donald over the hump. Our good friend, former Ohio congressman and political analyst, Bob Ney. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Rick. You know what I just realized?
Do tell.
I do the news notes, as you know, put them out to the stations I'm on. And I just realized for the first time in 13, 14 years, I forgot to include debate night tomorrow. Seriously, I didn't realize. I've never done that before.
Well, you still have a chance. It's Wednesday, so you can still pop
in. And if I didn't hear you right now, I would have went past Wednesday with the news notes. So,
because nobody's paying attention. None of these people on that stage have a chance.
I didn't pay attention. Yeah.
All right. Well, so what do you think? Any thoughts on debate night, or we just skip right over that?
No, look, they're keeping themselves alive for one reason. They're hoping, I think, that Biden drops out with Harris. And if Biden, I've argued this 100 times, but if Biden drops out with Harris, Trump's done. Biden can beat Trump, and Trump can beat Biden, if that makes sense,
yep.
If you look at the polls.
They're close.
Yeah, they're close. If Biden and Harris are not there, I would argue whoever comes in, Trump immediately loses a lot of the support he had, because maybe the independents, the undecideds, et cetera, go to a new person, and I think the polling would show him in pretty bad shape. So I think that's what they're all hoping for. What else would you hope for? Think about it.
Yeah, or, you know, he goes to jail or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, even that one, they're indirectly outside hoping for that, but there's an appeals process and, you know, the whole nine yards.
And speaking of court, today there was, you know, Trump did a little song and dance. Are you surprised by the performance?
Yes, surprised.
Really? Surprised that he was going to throw a temper tantrum and attack the judge and the prosecutor? You're surprised at that?
Yes, I actually thought it would be a bit toned down. I really did.
No, see, I thought he was going to go full-on crazy.
Oh, I didn't. But then when he did, I thought about it. And the judge, if you look at what the judge said, first of all, he was saying, you know, and they took it out of context to Trump lawyers later, but he said, you know, I don't want to hear what you have to say. And if you look at the total context, he's saying, I want you to answer yes or no questions. He didn't say, I don't want to hear what you have to say, and I make a judgment call. In other words, he didn't do that.
Right.
But I thought about this today. Why not become unhinged if he's Trump? Because if you're the judge, seriously, you've got to sit there, and normally you would bang the gavel probably after a period of time because the judge kind of went back on what he said.
No, not kind of. Went completely back.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah,
if you can't keep your client in check, I will. Right. And then let Trump get even worse from what I read.
Then he let him get worse. Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. Not kind of. He did. But why did he do that? And I was thinking, if you're the judge sitting there in this unique case, you've got to say in your mind, okay, this is, he's baiting me. If I bang the gavel and say contempt of court, put him in a cell, really? You want to talk about the martyr syndrome?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if I bang the gavel and say, you can't control your client, he doesn't speak anymore, I've truly silenced him. I think the judge realized it was a bait.
Yep.
It was a bait.
See, now, this is where my thought was. If I'm the judge, I don't even make that threat from the beginning. I just say, you keep talking stupid. You know,
right.
Keep digging yourself a hole. And I've said this all along with all of the judges who have been saying, you know, we want you to curtail your social media or any of that. I say, keep talking stupid. You know, keep digging yourself that deeper hole.
Right. You know, humans are funny because I don't know if you remember years back, there was a big movement and the Tea Party people went to the town halls, you know, things like that.
It was big around here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I knew a Democrat congressman was a really good friend of mine. He's deceased now. And he called me up and he said, what do you think? I said, look, you go to the town hall and you listen to this stuff and it's irritating, et cetera, and you listen to the stuff. I said, I don't think you hold a bunch of town halls after that, but you tough it out, you know? And that's what the judge, I think, this is sort of like the town hall.
Yep.
The judge has to tough it out, and all the judges have to tough certain things out. This is not a normal case where you can bang that gavel and the result is, you know, the person sitting there goes, oh, I better behave myself. Doesn't happen that way.
No. As I said at the beginning, the reality is this plays to the Trump base because anybody who feels that the system has done them wrong, this is a guy taking on the system. This is a guy who's thumbing his nose. And look, you know, ultimately, you know, on a political sense, this is going to be good for him. I just don't know on a business sense. And obviously, this is a civil trial. He's on the hook potentially for $250 million. I don't know how smart it is financially for a guy who is, you know, supposedly art of the deal. I don't know if this is a very good deal.
Well, remember something too. Think about this: the court at the end of the day, in these cases, picks a, I don't know if you want to call him a regulator, but somebody that manages the business, you know. There was a TV show where this happened in one of the TV shows. And I remember they would fight back and forth with this guy. Can you imagine if you were the person that had every morning had to sit with Trump and argue about how the business was going to run that? Think about it. Would you not jump out of the top of a building in a week? And then you get a new one in? Huh?
Yeah, no, that you got a point.
Okay.
You
yeah.
got a point. There's nothing good there. Let me ask you about the polling numbers. I'm sure you've seen the Siena College poll. Not good. Not good. I know it's a year out. Actually, a year out. Any thoughts on the polling?
Yes. I had a friend of mine call me today, and she is what I would deem to be pretty well to the left of the left, very educated and very left to the left, and is, you know, has nothing good to say about Trump, and called me today and said, this has to be wrong. And I said, that's where you're going to go wrong. This has to be taken serious because it's not so much, well, it's a point where, you know, Biden is losing 5 of the 6 battleground states, but it's not that as much as I'm in absolute shock because this is unprecedented in modern times, but Trump is now registering 22% support from black voters in these states. That hasn't been seen for Republican in a long, long time in our modern times, right? Also, I looked at this with the present Israel-Hamas situation and Palestinians. The young vote was like 1%, single digits, I should say, to Biden's favor. And right now, a lot of young voters are really into the, you know, Palestinian side of things, I believe. And so that's, you know, an interesting factor probably, you know, for Michigan in particular. But the voters under 30 favor Biden by a single percentage point. The other thing about these polls, which it baffles me completely, if you look at Biden and his positions on Israel and then the voters in the polling on Israel, Biden has done exactly what they think should be done, 67% of the people. Yet when they're polled, they say, but Biden hasn't done enough what he should. So I'm looking at this and then the economics, and then I saw the answer from the Biden campaign, and they're going to have to sharpen their pencils here. Their answer was, you know, basically radical extremists, you know. Well, you know, can say that, but when you start to look at 22% of the black voters supporting Trump, let's not put them in the radical extremist category.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. So this is a warning to the Biden campaign that they are not getting a message somehow. It is short-circuiting between the White House and the public.
And what do you think has caused that? What do you think has brought that on? You know, is it a policy thing? You know, I had someone earlier point out the fact that the child tax credit went away is maybe a reason why a lot of working class voters are struggling so much and down on the economy, which, again, Republicans are the ones who fought against. But, you know, does that play into it? You know, what do you see as the, or is it just, hey, you know, things haven't gotten much better under Biden that they can see, and they're pining for the good old days? Any thoughts?
Well, technically, things, you know, Biden inherited certain things that were a detriment, and technically some things have gotten better. That message hasn't gotten through. People have this kind of underlying, you know, fear. I think it's a post-COVID deal, personally. That's where I think some of this, you know, comes from. But on top of it, I believe that the Biden campaign has made, in the Biden White House, they're intermixed, you know how it runs. But, Rick, I think they've made the mistake that Biden warned Obama about when he was vice president. Biden was smart. He went to Obama and said, you did an issue, and you just said, oh, here it is. Look how great. And then you moved on without cementing the issue. And so I think the White House, in what it's done, has just moved on, you know, too quickly and not gotten that issue out there. I'll give you a perfect example now. Some listeners may not like this example, but I'll give you one. The border has issues. I mean, it simply does. It has issues of people coming across, et cetera. And I know some people within the progressive side are not particularly happy with Biden, but how many people, that not radical, but how many people in the middle are like, hey, I'm kind of worried about border security. How many people know that Biden's actually done something about it? I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
I don't think they have any concept that he's done anything about it.
Especially because you hear Republicans constantly hammering on
exactly,
that he's done nothing.
That he's opened the borders, blah, 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 on and on and on. When in reality, Biden, at the point where he's had, you know, some of the progressives angry at him, Biden has done some things to fortify the border. He recently stop the ability, you know, if you're not coming in with a family, to just come in and say, oh, I'm here. You know, he changed some of that criteria. So he's done some things. He's talked about refortifying some of the spots where people can get through. I don't want to get into the wall thing, you know,
right. But
he's done that. And there's zero knowledge or credit for that. I mean, that's just one thing that I can, you know, I can point out. I guess the second thing is, I ask myself, I sit here, and you know, I'm a news junkie like you, et cetera, but I'm sitting here thinking, okay, where's he at on student loans right now? What's happened with that? Did he do something, or did, you know, it's again, it's not ingrained out there, you know, enough.
And I would argue, you know, the reality is that.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, rolls, and dessert. Just reheat and serve, and Thanksgiving dinner is done. Call ahead by November 12th to order while supplies last. Thanksgiving dinners from Quality Foods, Baker and West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids. Get details at qualityfoodsrapids.com.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Everything is, you know, Trump's out there. We know he's out there. You
that's
know?
Why the people, that's why his base loves him.
Yeah, he's out there. And so them saying the camp, which they answered to the polling, well, you know, it's the radical, you know, they're going to, people are going to see this. Well, I still say bring it back to the issues, bring it straight home to the issues. And Biden, at this point in time, I would put the squeeze on the oil companies. You know, I would do that. How about the pharmaceutical ideas that he had? You know, and the Medicare. What about all of that?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, he's got to energize, tooting his own horn. But you are completely right. The right has dominated the airwaves.
No, look, we're a top one, a Talkers 100 top program.
Right.
We're closing down on December 1st.
Yeah,
because look,
sad.
there are no resources to make this, and there aren't enough platforms for us to continue on. We've grown to the limits that there is possible. On this side of the aisle, and that's a sad testament to the fact that they've built no infrastructure for this for their messaging. I mean, it's not like I'm a paid DNC guy, but I like a lot of the policies that Biden has moved forward on. I like the investments that we're making in the future of this country. I love the fact that his labor secretary is you know doing some really great work. I love the fact that his NLRB is doing incredible stuff. That is all stuff that no working person really knows is going on, and they should be hammering on this. They should be every day talking about it. But
right, it goes to my point, because you've been a voice of working people, and it's the perfect issue, because you know what? It's a true issue. And how did Trump capture the votes against Hillary? Yeah, you know, I know. Trade, working people, he got, you know, you'd have thought he was a labor leader when he was running, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you really, you know,
he's he showed
out
up
there. Yeah. And so that's what needs to happen on the radio waves, which, you know, you do perfectly. And that type of investment needs to happen. And that people spend money on all kinds of other foolish things. So, you know, I don't get it. But that's where he has to hammer home for working people, what working people, you know, care about.
Yep.
And of course, this all gets so off track on so many other things, you know, and right now, of course, Israel and Palestinians is the, you know, dominant thing.
That's tearing
thing.
Us apart.
And it is. And then the other thing, too, is, okay, you got the speaker and he's way out there and I understand all that, but what about, you know, the White House can recognize, hey, he's out there, but here's what we want to do. And they need to get Democrats in the House to sponsor their initiatives. And if the initiatives don't get a vote, you keep hammering it that you want to vote. And you bring it up. You bring it up in 1 minute on the floor. You make motions. You do that. You force the Republicans to turn down something that working people say, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you got to get it out there.
You got to do the work.
Sure.
It's that simple.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Ohio, how are things going to go on Election Day?
Well, I'm going to go, you know, issue one wins. It does a yes. I'm still, like I said the other night, it's Ohio. I don't know. It's been so non-existent on issue two. I think maybe issue two doesn't make it. I could
okay,
be wrong.
Okay, so abortion is going to be safe and legal in Ohio after this.
Yes.
It'll be a
issue
constitutional amendment on issue one, but no legal pot. Is that where you're going?
That's what I'm thinking, only because nobody has breathed a word on issue two. So everybody, you know, issue one, you're going, oh, okay, I've read this, I read that, I'm going to vote yes on issue one. Issue two, what the heck is that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that one. Boom.
Will the stoners get out the vote?
They might forget. It's election day, you know? You never know.
Well, you forgot Wednesday's debate night, so it's possible.
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
But, well, Bob, I appreciate the time. As always, good stuff, my friend.
Thank you, Rick.
Our good friend Bob Nay. Let's take a quick break right back to wrap things up. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people from the top. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1860. That was the day that Abraham Lincoln was elected 16th President of the United States. When Lincoln came to office, the nation was deeply divided on the question of slavery. By December 20th, South Carolina had seceded from the United States. Less than a month later, Confederate soldiers fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. With those shots, it became clear the issue of slavery would be settled by a civil war. The first year of the war was not going well for the Union. In December 1861, President Lincoln sat down to pen his annual message to Congress. In 1934, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt renamed that annual message the State of the Union. The speech still goes by that name today. By all accounts, the State of the Union was very grim in 1861. 11 states had seceded and were at war with the Union. Lincoln's long message to Congress included a summary of the war as well as foreign relations. But it ended with Lincoln's thoughts about the nature of work and labor in the United States. It included some of the most famous words ever uttered by a sitting president about labor. Lincoln wrote, "Labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is only the fruit of labor and could have never existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is superior of capital and deserves much the higher consideration." Lincoln ended his address by noting that the war that embroiled the nation would have a profound impact, not just on the current generation fighting. He wrote that the conflict would shape the vast future of the nation. Lincoln was felled by an assassin's bullet. He did not live to see that vast future after the Civil War. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com. Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com. I look at Election Day, Tuesday. Hope folks were going to get out and vote. I'm looking forward to being able to do that. Election Day, I love Election Day. It's one of those things that, you know, when our kids were really small, we would drag them along. So they saw, you know, participation, being part of you know, the process of self-governance, important stuff. And I would hate losing that. And I know a lot of people have said, hey, you know, if Trump becomes president again, last ever election, I don't know. I think they'll still have them. They'll just be shams. But a couple of things that I'm going to be paying attention to on Election Day. The Virginia legislature, for instance, is a big one. Youngkin got kind of a push because of the crazy Moms for Liberty types. They weren't then yet, but in the anti-education money that came in that proposed, and look, Terry McAuliffe was a terrible candidate, and basically, you know, blew it with that, you know, parents don't have a right to nonsense. It'd be interesting to see where Virginia voters go.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
WFHR. HR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal jury finds a captain guilty of seaman's manslaughter in a 2019 boat fire that killed over two dozen people off California's coast.